Guten Guten, welcome to an all new edition of your favorite Gleepiest, Gloppiest show in the known universe. There might be something out in the unknown regions that are as Gleepier and Gloppier, but for now, you'll have to deal with us. And when I say us, it's more than just me. It's a terrifying motley crew. We have Andrew.
Yo!
Steven.
Hi.
And Chris.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Eric.
What's cooking, dude?
I'll tell you what's cooking. You know what this is? Do you know what we're doing here? You know
what are we doing?
You know what? How many years we've been doing this show?
How long?
Sweet 16. Gonna spread my wings. Sweet 16. It's my chance to shine. Sweet 16. Discovering. Sweet 16. So much more in life. Sweet 16.
That's right. The victory lap continues. Yet again, this is listener request month, so it was up to the dear patrons. And now, Steven Sadek, I understand we have some correspondence to get to.
We do. Hi, Gleep Glossary. This should be on Ten Granite, the guy who fires the Death Star. I want to know his story and his reasons why. Regards, Josh K. from Melbourne, Australia.
Hell yeah. Thank you, Josh K., but I think it's a tale old as time. You know, I was just following orders, right? You know?
Oh, come on, Ten Garnet, you fucking coward.
Mm-hmm. So we'll get into it. Now, this is an interesting character. This is a newer character. This is a character that I believe, now correct me, Mr. Josh, maybe you know more than me, but maybe you don't. Maybe you're just curious about this guy and you didn't dig it up yourself. But apparently 2007 character from the novel Death Star.
Okay.
Where we finally fleshed this guy out just in time for it to be decanonized once Disney bought it. So what I'm about to tell you is in no way the truth.
Oh, okay.
By the way, this is culled together from Wikipedia. It's not in any of the books, so we had to do it this way, and we will begin now. Let's all lower our heads and say the Gleep's prayer.
What's that?
Garnet served as an assistant gunner when the Clone Wars began.
Mm.
Near the end of the war, on his first assignment, a loader switched LEDs on a heavy capacitator and forgot to set the safeties, showering the gun crew with shrapnel.
Ooh.
A piece of the shrapnel severed his tendon connecting his right pectoral muscle to his arm.
Oh,
that's crazy.
That's bad. That seems bad.
Ouch. So that's like right at the shoulder. Then we're saying
wherever the tendon connecting the right pectoral muscle to his arm. Yeah, so I guess the shoulder. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are a bunch of words I've never heard before.
Cut off right at the fucking armpit, dude. That sucks.
Tendon pectoral. I don't know what these
are. Well, I'm glad that none of this really, dampened his spirits enough to get him out of the genocide game. You know what I mean? Just kind of keep grinding, rise and grind.
Exactly, right. Dude. Keep following your dreams, man. Don't let anything get in your way.
That's true. I mean, one day if you work hard enough and say yes enough, you might be able to kill billions of people yourself.
Wake up every day with blistering shoulder pain for many years, and then you might compound enough hate in your body to wipe out an entire planet very happily.
It's a lot easier than just like building up that hate. All it takes is a few well-placed yes sirs.
That's right. And the next thing you know, dude, you too can be bombing an Iranian school.
Mm-hmm.
It happens. Every day.
Actually, the Alderaanians actually stole the Death Star themselves and
why isn't the media talking about this?
It's strange.
Completely believable excuse. That's awesome.
Fucking disgusting.
So Garneed underwent surgery and received a physical modification that increased the strength to his right arm by 30%.
Now I can masturbate as furiously as I've always dreamed.
Oh no, I crushed it. Oh no. Someone,
the first time out, it's like crashing your motorcycle right when you take it off the lot.
They popped. They both popped. Someone help me.
30% is a lot. You got to be careful out there, folks.
Oh, God.
Yeah, indeed. No shit.
Yes. So after the war, Garneed continued to serve as he did in the Republic as it transitioned into the Galactic Empire.
Oh, shit, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Things are looking up for our boy here.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Come on, Garneed, listen up.
He's like, mm-hmm. I backed the right side in that war.
At one point, his nephew, Hora Garneed, Hora, H-O-R-A.
Okay.
All right.
His nephew, Hora, joined the Imperial Navy out of admiration for his uncle.
My idiot nephew, Hora, is joining the Imperial Navy.
Can I get one of them super arms? You think I get one of them super arms going? Come on, Unc. Come on.
I was planning on having children of my own, but I crushed my genitals with my increased right-hand strength.
Well,
so now Hora is very important to me.
Yes.
Hora was killed aboard the Star Destroyer Battlelands.
Oh, fuck. Looks like it's just back to being me and my arm as Jax from Mortal Kombat.
Wait, we're getting word down from Hora in that Star Destroyer.
There he goes. No, not again.
10, who had considered Hora to be his favorite nephew. How many nephews he got? 10 Garneed. He felt personally responsible for his death. You should. Yeah, fucking should, dude.
Yeah, he went into the service because of you, dude.
Seriously, yeah.
Fucking following asshole.
I want to go to murder school like my uncle. Garneed rose to the rank of Master Chief Petty Officer and was stationed aboard the Star Destroyer Steel Talon.
Ooh, nice name for a Star Destroyer, dude.
Yeah. Too bad, yeah. Having heard of the Empire's new under-construction battle station, the Death Star, he told his executive officer he wanted to be assigned to serve on board.
All right, so then this guy cannot pull the I was just following orders. If you're like, ooh, that Death Star sounds like a pretty choice assignment. I'm sure there's a medical ship somewhere. You know what I mean?
That he could shoot out of the sky from the Death Star.
But like 10, you know, are you sure you don't want to go serve on like the Nightingale or something?
Mm-hmm. No. Right? The fucking Death Star. Now,
why would you want to be at that seat of power? You got Grand Moff Tarkin. Mm-hmm. You got all these fuddy-duddies. When if you're on the Nightingale or some other smaller ship, you and your boys could be cracking one of these.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I'm having a feel. I feel like they're not passing those around the Death Star. You know,
anyone with Death on it. I don't even think on Death Planet are you getting Cerveza. I don't think that's happening.
It's that hard to find.
Eric Siska, your sad devotion to that ancient beer is giving you something.
It's true. Sentence, yeah. As the Death Star neared completion in 0 BBY. Okay.
Okay.
I hate the year system. So, because Yavin, the Battle of Yavin 4 is their Christ incident.
It's
just
really,
so bizarre,
that's kind of bizarre.
If I'm just, if I'm just dicking around on, I don't know, fucking Naboo, I'm like, now it's year one because that shit happened?
Yeah, totally. Like, I guess so. Like, if it means that's the only way we can trade with you or whatever the shit, but that's
now
dumb.
I was born -43 years. What the fuck are we talking about?
Well, I guess it's because, like, think about all the gleeps and the glops out there. They have all different systems of calendars. Maybe we're standardizing it.
Oh, that's course. True. Get everybody on the same page.
Yes. Uh-huh. And they're going to do the metric system any day now. Don't worry about it. So Garneed was transferred to the station and put in charge of the super laser gunnery crew.
Dang.
As he was among those Imperial gunners who were the highest ranking and best trained. Okay. So he's a great gunner and now he's with other great gunners.
Oh, man. Yeah. Shake that 10 Garneed's hand. It's like 30% stronger than any handshake I've ever held. Wow, that guy's really got his head on his shoulders straight. Give him the plumbest job.
Exactly.
Great handshake.
A nice calloused hand, a nice calloused cock. But by the way, I would like to quickly sidebar on the Death Star Gunner uniform. I love the way this looks. I love the helmet.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is the real pointy guy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, like the beaky kind of helmet. Mm-hmm. It's really sharp.
Let's look up Ten Grenade just so I have it.
Look him up.
Good luck with fucking Wikipedia, dude, who's been shitty with me earlier.
There we go. I got him. I'm going to put him in the chat so everybody can see what Eric's talking about here.
Yes, yes. And now you at home, play along and Google Death Star Gunner or 10 Granite.
Yeah, here we go. Oh, these are all fucking Facebook images. What the hell am I going to do with that?
Oh, Lord. I don't need to be logging into there, dude.
Do you have any music I can play while we're hanging out here? Yeah.
Cerveza Cristal.
All right, while he looks that up, here's a little spinning something from the Return of the Jedi, folks. We'll be right back. A few technical difficulties here at the Leap Quarters.
Guests of the Gleep Glossary stay at the very nice Park Avenue Hotel.
Right here.
That's good.
Hell yeah!
I see there's a transmission in.
It does not work.
It does not work. Okay.
It's just so much Facebook horseshit. Apologies.
All right. Okay. Next song. It's 6 p.m. and time and temperature 73 degrees here in New York.
Okay. I think I got it here. Let's try
On
this.
Saturday's movie of the week, The Empire Strikes Back, starting at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 Central, only on ABC.
Did we ever figure this out, or are we still?
I already said something.
My fun bit.
We're coming back to the show, folks. Yes,
got a drawing here,
That Steve was able to locate an image of from Star Wars on the computer. So
yeah,
that's where we're at right now.
I like this symbol. It has a real like supremacist feel to it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's always nice.
The cogs, yeah, they like the Imperial cog logo thing.
It's
kind of
got like
pretty,
an underbite vibe to it. Like it's kind of cool. I like
you know
that
what it sort of looks like is the helmet that the dude's wearing in Phantom of the Paradise. You guys ever see that movie?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
His
I actually have not.
Oh,
sure.
It's a fun time. But yeah, his whole get up in that movie, the helmet there sort of looks like this.
Wonderful.
Well, so now that we know what this looks like, and hopefully you at home were able to find it a little bit faster than we were.
Maybe you have Facebook. You might have Facebook and be fine.
Yes.
I'm still looking at Facebook image after this guy must have a dedicated fan page.
Yeah. Oh, I bet. Yeah,
probably.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. Now that we're done with the Facebook portion of the show, Garnet was initially thrilled with the new assignment, but as he familiarized himself with the new super weapon, he began to question whether any person was capable of wielding such power wisely.
Mm. You know, now that I've gotten a chance to actually read over the manual of this super weapon, maybe this is a dangerous idea.
Well, I mean, bombing villages, that's one thing, but a whole planet? My God.
He rationalized his concerns with the mistaken belief that the Empire would not actually fire the weapon at full power on an inhabited planet. Rather, they would use it on uninhabited moons and planets and other bodies.
This is some fucking, like, oppie shit right here, dude. These lies you're telling yourself.
Well, as we know, absolute power just gets left around and no one touches it. You know what I mean? Have it and it's just there.
Sure.
It's,
famously.
That's the proverb, I believe. Yes.
Yeah. I just hope there's enough for everyone. During the final months of construction, Garnet and his crew trained on a simulator of the main firing control chamber, familiarizing themselves with the firing sequence and working to shorten the firing sequence as much as possible. Yeah, we have to kill as many people fast as we can.
And, and here, Ted Grenade is just like, nope, they'll never do it. Yeah, we're just taking orders from an evil wizard, his under wizard, and this sick skeleton man in a cool Grand Moff costume. But they'll never do that. They're not bad guys.
No. I work with these guys. We have lunch together.
I mean, you've heard the guy's voice. That's a baby voice. That's a beautiful, nice man right there.
Oh, man, I got stuck sitting with 10 Granit at lunch today. My God, that guy doesn't shut the fuck up about our Starkiller device.
No, my helmet actually does not come off. Yours looks cool, though. Nice that you can take it off and have a nice meal and a beer. Now you can keep that Cerveza Cristal. I can't do it.
You know... This is the fourth time you've asked me if I've seen the Phantom of the Paradise, and for the fourth time I'll tell you I don't know what that is.
Garnet took pride in his abilities and his crew, and was glad to be the first to test the Death Star's super laser. It fell to Garnet to actually complete the firing sequence and pull the firing lever.
Oh, jeez. I mean, if you insist, guys, I mean, I have a real problem with this, but okay.
Well, at least he's got that strong hand now to do it, right? Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right. True, yeah, he's going to shoot the shit out of that planet now.
No, yeah, I have arthritis. I could never do it. Sorry. You know, the magical powers do a lot, but they don't heal that. Weirdly.
What are you talking about, man? I didn't shoot anyone.
The Emperor doing like the Charles Manson.
Oh, no. Yeah. You should look at that 10 grenade. That guy's twisted. I tried to talk him out of it, actually.
I mean, we were just sort of spitballing some ideas around, but he's your trigger, man.
You tried to put that tiger in a cage. You just tried.
His fingers are all over the button.
Oh, yes, Ted, take that glove off. We want you really to grab onto it with your fingerprints.
Now dust it really quick. Dust it and get there. I want to make sure it's on file.
The first time he actually fired the weapon was against an old battleship, the Fortressa, which was being used by the Rebel Alliance.
Okay.
Even though the weapon was only at 4% power, it was more than enough to completely destroy the Rebel capital ship.
Dang. That's what I say. When I'm even at 4%, I'm deadly. You know what I mean? Even just even at half mast, forget it. Look out!
Oh, you want to hear me at half mast? Oh, I'd better kill myself.
Damn, there's a lot of smoke coming off this thing.
Eventually, he grew such a dislike of his job,
okay.
He started to wonder about other possibilities and stated that it was a dream of his to become a commander of a super Star Destroyer. Okay, dude, I want to be fucking president, too.
You work at the Death Star. You build and sell death. I'm sorry. Like, if you're, it's like, go to Burger King. Like, I fucking hate hamburgers. Well, you're at the goddamn wrong place, my friend.
Exactly. It's never too late to consider a career shift entirely. Mm-hmm. True. You know what I mean?
True.
Sure. Like, this guy's always had an affinity for playing jizz music. You know, maybe he turned his life around. He becomes a jizz musician. Mm-hmm. He's going around doing gigs across the galaxy. See, it's never too late.
People are too afraid to quit things at any time. Mm. No, listen, the sun's coming up tomorrow. The Empire's going to march on without you. It'll be fine.
We'll do our best to carry on without you.
See? It happens every day. That was the Christy Gnome drop. That drop was. Garnet later fired the super laser against the planet of despair, spelled Star Wars Z.
Oh, no way!
With a Y. Yeah, it's a whole thing. Anyway.
Isn't it fucking funny I got this shit for $4 billion? Fucking hilarious, man.
Despair with a Y. Wasn't that a band in 2004?
It had to have been.
Didn't they open for Disturbed once or something?
Yeah, they had a fucking song on the Dracula 2000 soundtrack.
Hell yeah. Oh, the destruction of despair took 3 shots to complete over the course of several hours.
Hey, man. Jesus.
Yeah, 3 shots. The first shot killed every living thing on the planet and cooked the surface.
So then we got it in one. Sure, and then we fucking popped this thing in the head 2 more times this
That's
planet.
That's right. Well, the second shot.
Enriched uranium, you understand, in the mountains you want
to
get.
That's right. Okay, yeah. That means we need to strike at a vague number of times.
Mm-hmm.
The second shot caused further tectonic stress to the planet. And the third shot finally blew the planet apart.
I kind of get that. You make dinner, but then you have to do the dishes. You know, you got to dry them. You know, you just don't do it and then leave. That doesn't happen.
It's just like the... the fact that the first shot gets you all living things are destroyed on the planet, but like, that's not good enough. Like, you really got to blow this thing to pieces. And now there's just like debris flying in all directions in space. Thanks for nothing, litter bug.
It's a mess. I mean, you got to put like a plow in front of one of those Star Destroyers. Clean it up. Come on. After this, Garneet was highly shaken as he began to realize how much power the Death Star actually had.
Yes.
He felt extremely guilty to have been the one to destroy Despair, even though its main population had been that of convicted criminals.
Oh, see, that's we're testing it. Oh, my God. Look at this. We're testing it out on the fucking imprisoned population. Great.
Don't try to Dark Knight me. This is, you are guilty, period, brother. Yeah, the whole fucking line is guilty.
Later, Garneet was ordered to fire on the inhabited planet of Alderaan. Oh, wait, the movie's starting.
Ooh.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, here we go. The movie's starting. Oh, yep. All right.
Commence primary ignition.
Oh, there he is. Oh, he's there.
What a strong arm.
There.
Ted Garneet did that.
He did it. He did it. He killed
son of a bitch.
Nearly 2 billion sentients in the process.
What you kind of want here is like the death penalty move. You get two guys, you understand. One of them is really doing it, and one of them is fake doing it, and neither knows which.
Sure. That's what we do, right?
Yes, we do literally do that. Yeah.
I mean, I would think after what happens with Despair, maybe you get a Vasily Arkhipov moment. You're like, okay, I'm not going to allow this to happen. You know what? Whatever they do to me, that's fine. Like, I'm going to just back off. I don't care. I don't care anymore. I saw what it did. I'm not doing this.
Yeah,
again.
Maybe your retirement benefits aren't worth it.
No.
They are great, I hear.
If you can't get out of it, get into it, lean in. You know, give him one of these right after you shoot.
Yeah, I mean, I guess just become full-blown evil at that point.
Sure, I guess.
Yeah, why not?
But so what's that total tally, though? Because we've got, of course, our big planet of Alderaan, but also, like, what was that prison planet population? We can't forget that in the body count.
The prison planet population was obviously hidden by the evil, dastardly Rebel Alliance.
Whatever happened to that weird guy who didn't go outside?
He used to eat paper, right?
I think just sort of fell out of favor with the fascist elite, I believe.
He didn't have the juice. I mean, come on. Next to Alex Jones, you just don't have the juice. Come on now.
No. That's another dude currently upset with the Iran war.
Oh, really?
His last video on YouTube is Manchester is a shithole from 9 months ago. So there you go.
Wow. All right,
I got the prison planet tally. It said it was in the millions.
Okay.
So it's vague, but...
still pretty bad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not where you want to be. So following the destruction of Despair and Alderaan, Garneet had a severe pang of conscience.
Oh. Better late than never, I guess, asshole.
Knowing that he had sent billions to their death, he soon came to see himself as the largest mass murderer in galactic history.
Yep.
Imagine this. You're at a coffee shop, drinking coffee with your wife. It's your 14th wedding anniversary, and then all of a sudden, a huge red laser evaporates not only you and your wife, but the entire fucking planet. Would you give a shit how sharp the helmet of the man who shot you was wearing?
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty nice helmet.
All right, you made your point.
And he knew that if somehow the Rebel Alliance were to win this fucking war, he would be tried and executed.
Absolutely.
For his crime.
Oh, yeah. Hey, if we don't win in November, we're all going to jail. Several people in this room are going to jail.
Yeah.
Oh, this boy. That's true. Yeah.
Well, I thought the wizard would save us. What are you talking about?
As the news that it was Garneet who had fired on Despair and Alderaan spread throughout the Death Star's population, many of the people who Garneet encountered began reacting differently to him.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Yeah, he's no longer the king of the break room, you know?
Yeah.
Well, how long, you know, Alderaan is destroyed. I thought it was like a day later that, you know, that the whole Death Star went up. But I guess there's a longer lay period, or did he get off the ship and I miss it?
There's a little lay period, yeah, because Alderaan is destroyed. Mm-hmm. We got to give time for our plucky adventurers to get out of there and get to Yavin, and then they have to plan the battle there and then go up against the Death Star. Okay, so Don't worry. I guess
there's more like weeks instead of... I really thought it was like 2 days.
It might be days.
Yeah,
I don't
know.
Oh, okay.
That's for...
But it was an awkward couple of days for our boy here after the genocide.
Yeah.
But real like, bummer. The guy ran the fucking gunnery team. Like,
yes.
Yeah.
Why is everyone shocked that this happened? You're fucking sticking your nose up at this guy now? It's been on the call sheet. He's the one that's going to do this. Like, and you've been cool with it this whole time. And now magically he pulls one trigger. He's no longer the king of the break room. Fuck that.
It's shitty. I mean, you should, you know, listen, we're all in this Death Star together. You know, let's. Yeah.
Exactly. You work at a place called the Death Star. Buy the ticket, ride the ride, motherfucker.
Right. Yeah.
Stop stealing his rice. That's what he asked for lunch, okay?
Yeah, his name was on it. A 10 garnit. I just thought that was the name of the dish. So, 10 garnit for the table, please? Yeah.
Yeah, that definitely works, yep.
No, it's spicy, please, yeah.
He also seriously began to doubt if he would force himself to destroy another planet when ordered to. But worried that if he refused, someone else would simply pull the lever for him.
Always happens that way, huh?
Yeah. Every time. Someone right behind you ready to pull the trigger. Exactly.
Sure, but then you don't have all those. I mean, I'll take that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He even began to doubt his own loyalty to the Empire.
Well, that'll happen. Yep.
He began to hate them and himself for causing the death of so many innocent civilians.
I didn't vote for this.
During the Battle of Yavin, when given the order to fire the super laser, I have that.
You may fire when ready.
At the rebel base on Yavin 4, Garnet froze, racked with guilt and wishing desperately for something to save him from this dreadful duty. In his desperation, he informed his gunnery crew and the overbridge to stand by. So he says, stand by. And then repeated his order a few seconds later. Stand by. Until his wish was granted. And a few moments later, due to his hesitation, allowed Luke Skywalker to destroy the Death Star.
So that's like now come off of like Luke being excellent, and it's on this guy fucking gave him an open goal kind of deal.
Yeah, hero.
That's right. Because he hesitated twice. Mm-hmm. Said stand by very officially. Sounded like, for me watching the movie back in 1977, you understand, it felt like this was the protocol.
Yep.
You know, you're turning on the fucking machine. But no, actually, there's a deeper hidden meaning that we uncovered in 2007.
I deplore CGI Peter Cushing, but I kind of now want this scene played out, and CGI Peter Cushing's like, well, we're standing by. I mean, all good, all clear. We're standing by.
What are you waiting for, huh?
A Grand Moff. I still see a planet. It's still right there. Why isn't it out of my sight, that hideous planet?
So Garnet died in the resulting explosion. I'm glad he did not survive the Death Star somehow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Man, going down with the ship. Yeah, suicide by Skywalker, basically, is what we're told here.
Best end for a guy like you, who had to prove that he could kill a ship and two planets before he grew a conscience. That's great.
His hesitation allowed the rebels to eliminate not only a significant force of manpower and materials that the Empire had, but also most of the more capable high command, including Grand Moff Tarkin. So there you go. You did matter. You done did it. You killed yourself and everyone else. Isn't that great? Hooray.
You'll be in the books. You'll definitely be in the books, buddy. Don't worry.
So that is the rest of the story. Thank you, Josh, was it, I believe?
Yeah, Josh from Melbourne, Australia.
For writing it in.
Melbourne.
So we'll go around really quick. What did any parting shots, any thoughts about this poor guy, you know, just he did not want to deal with the awesome responsibility he had. What do you think, Steven?
Yeah, I think this is a really eye-opening. I had no idea that his arm strength was 30% stronger than normal. That's incredible news.
That's a stronger than 30% stronger than your average man.
That's exactly right, dude.
It's crazy. What a fucking super freak. Speaking of super freaks, Chris Cabin.
Hello there. I didn't know that they wiped out another planet. I did not know about the prison planet, Despair. I didn't know he had to do one more before he started growing a conscience. That is really something else. And also, like I said, in this situation, you can look him up. Vasily Arkhipov. I get the feeling his story is going to matter a lot in the coming months.
Sure.
So a hero who refused to shoot a nuclear torpedo during the Cuban Missile Crisis. He's Russian. And he refused, and some stuff happened to him. But I was waiting for something like that to happen with this guy, and I guess he kind of did it at the very end there. We'll see.
Sort of. So, Andrew, what do you think?
That guy you're talking about, Chris, I think they maybe covered his story on that David Duchovny History's Mysteries show.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like declassified with David Duchovny or something.
Sounds
like, that.
Like an unpatriotic guy.
Exactly. I learned because there's a Converge song about him. That's where I learned.
But yeah, you know, the message to take away from 10 Granit's story is it's never too late for a career change. If you feel stuck in a rut, just sort of look around, maybe do some, prep work to get out of that. It's never too late to follow your dreams. And this guy should have done that, because then the next thing you know, you've killed over 2 billion people, and that's embarrassing.
And, you know, if you're too, you know, you're too afraid to take that journey, you need a push. Just show up with your Cerveza Cristal to work. maybe wearing flip-flops with that helmet one day. You'll be cleaned out of there, no problem. Don't worry about it. And speaking of cleaning out of there, we're clearing out of here. So until next month, I've been Eric Siska.
Andrew Jupin.
Steven Sadek.
Chris Cabin.
Now go shoot yourself.